Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Looking forward to it.
Today we're tackling something a lot of you have been asking about. Using yoga? To handle anxiety. And hopefully find a bit more mental peace.
Sounds like a plan.
We're going to be looking at pulling some insights from pasted text.
Okay.
And really kind of digging into how it all works.
Awesome.
I think it's a good place to start, actually, just acknowledging how much anxiety is a part of modern life.
It's so prevalent, isn't it? It feels like it's
everywhere.
Right?
Constantly there.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fact that more and more people are turning to things like yoga as a way to manage that.
Totally makes sense.
Really speaks to like, okay, we need more tools.
Absolutely.
We need more options.
Beyond just medication and therapy and things like that.
Exactly. Now, our source here dives into the idea of yoga as being more than just a physical.
Right.
You know, flexibility.
Right.
It's talking about it being holistic.
Oh, absolutely.
Which I think is really the key here.
It really is. And it's that holistic nature that makes it so effective, I think, for managing anxiety, because you're addressing both the physical and the mental aspects of it.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
Yeah.
Because I think we should actually define...
Yeah, let's define holistic.
Holistic.
Right.
What does that actually mean when it comes to yoga?
So in the context of yoga, holistic means that we're not just focusing on the physical postures.
Okay.
Right. We're also looking at the breath.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the mind.
Okay.
We're looking at that connection between all of those things because they're not separate.
Right.
They all influence each other.
I see.
Right. So if you're feeling stressed mentally, that's going to show up in your body.
Mm.
You might get tight shoulders. You might have digestive issues, all sorts of things.
So it's like a feedback loop almost.
It is. Absolutely. It's a feedback loop. So yoga addresses all of those elements together.
Okay. I can see how that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there might be some people listening.
Yeah.
Who are thinking.
Okay.
How can just stretching.
Right.
And breathing.
Right.
Really change how I feel.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Like on an emotional level.
Yeah. It's not always intuitive.
Right. It's not immediately obvious.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we're anxious, right, our body goes into that fight or flight mode.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is like this. This is like our primal stress response,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's designed to help us deal with threats.
Yeah.
But the problem is, in modern life, we're not usually running away from saber-toothed tigers.
Right. It's not quite the same.
Right. So those triggers are still there, but the threats are different.
Right. They're more like, I don't know, work deadlines.
Exactly. Yeah. Social situations, all sorts of things.
Right. Everyday stressors.
Exactly. And so our nervous system is constantly getting these signals.
Oh, I see.
Right. To be on high alert.
Got it.
So it's like this chronic state of anxiety.
So how does yoga actually help with that?
Well, through things like focused breathing.
Okay.
Right. And specific poses, yoga can actually help to regulate the nervous system and bring it back into balance.
Like calm things down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not just about stretching. It's about consciously working with your breath and your body to shift your nervous system out of that state of high alert.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And pasted text actually gets into some specific techniques. Yeah. That can be really helpful for this.
I'm all ears.
For example, it talks about specific pose name.
Okay.
As a pose that's really useful for calming the nervous system. And it describes it as...
What does it say?
Brief description of the pose from the source. What do you think?
That sounds really interesting. Can you break that down? Like, how does that actually work on a practical level?
So to do specific pose name, you would step-by-step description of the pose.
Yeah.
What's happening there is scientific explanation of how the pose affects the body.
Fascinating.
So by holding this pose and really focusing on your breath, you're sending that signal to your nervous system to relax.
Wow. Okay. This all sounds amazing. I kind of want to roll out my yoga mat right now.
Me too.
But I do have to ask.
Yeah.
Is this something that anyone can do?
That's a great question.
Or do you need to already be like super flexible?
You definitely don't need to be super flexible to start doing yoga.
Oh, good.
There are definitely modifications and guidance is really helpful, especially for beginners or people with any physical limitations.
Right.
Right. But there's a lot of different styles of yoga. So, you know, you can find something that fits your needs.
Got it.
And really, it's about listening to your body.
Right.
And not pushing yourself too hard.
Right. And it's not just about the physical stuff, right?
Oh, exactly.
The source also talks about cultivating mindfulness.
Yeah.
Through yoga to ease anxiety.
It does. It does. Because when you're practicing yoga, you're really encouraged to be present in your body. Right. And to focus on the sensations of each movement, each breath.
Right.
And that focus
helps
you to shift your attention away from those anxious thoughts and worries.
Okay.
And bring you into the present moment.
So it's almost like a form of meditation.
It is. It's very much connected to meditation. And mindfulness has been shown to be really helpful for anxiety.
I see. So it's like a double whammy.
Exactly. You get the physical benefits and the mental benefits.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, I'm sold. So it sounds like what we've learned today is that yoga really offers this holistic approach to managing anxiety.
Absolutely.
Working on both the physical and mental levels.
It's such a powerful tool.
It is. It really is.
And it's not about becoming a yoga master.
Right.
All right.
You don't have to be doing like headstands.
No headstands required.
Okay, good.
It's really about exploring how even just a little bit of yoga can make a big difference.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to wrap up. So after hearing all of this, do you think incorporating even a few minutes of focused breathing or a simple yoga pose into your day?
I think it's a great idea.
Could actually make a difference.
Yeah.
In how you handle anxiety. I know I'm going to try it.
Awesome.
What about you? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.